T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's OMF on EEI.
Don't put the camera on me, please.
Andy Hart is in today with Ordway and Fourier.
What do you think of this team?
Unbelievable.
New England still buzzing after yesterday's electric soccer talk.
Are you talking about the soccer?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good tournament. It's the end of the tournament. The most competitive thing.
Cam Newton joined a radio show hosted by one of his biggest fans. No, it wasn't Wiggy.
Cam, one of the things I try to do every week when we talk to you is try to take mental notes.
Today, Cam caught up with Keyshawn Johnson.
Cam Newton. Yes, that is true. Cam Newton.
The Red Sox begin the second half tonight in the Bronx.
The Yankees lose.
Welcome to the show, Jaren Duran.
There's a guy that he's going to be a good baseball player.
And one Patriot says they won't be welcoming Tom Brady in October.
There ain't going to be no damn ceremony for him and they're like that.
Now it's time for OMF.
Hey, how you doing?
On EEI.
Perfect day, by the way, for Andy Hart. It's a perfect, perfect day.
It is, huh?
Yes, it
Why
is.
Why would that be?
Well, we're going to start the show with Cam Newton, words of wisdom from Cam.
Nice.
So Cam sat down and he talked about all of the different things that he was dealing with over the past year. I mean, it's been a rough time. It's been a rough time.
But he's ready this year.
He's ready.
Wait a minute. When I was here the other day, didn't we do that video with him saying he was ready last year?
Yeah.
He was healthy.
And he was healthy.
Yeah. Ready. Yeah. And he was a dog. And he was at somebody's neck. And they were going to be stunned with what they saw.
I think he's just, ultimately, I think he's just confused now.
No, he isn't.
And we know he's
Conor McGregor.
He's
still a good hype guy, but the substance is bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah. He's a wonderful interview. It's just, you're right, Andy. The substance is a bunch of hot air.
All sizzle, no steak.
When does he start with Christian and Lou? When's this? I'm waiting for this.
Awesome. He may not start at all.
What do you mean?
We might not have him at all. What if Mac Jones beats him out?
No.
Bill's not going to. September 6th, first game.
All right, come on. You're 12. Naive now. You played for Bill Belichick, right? Andy, you've been around Bill Belichick for quite a few years.
2 decades.
Does anybody really believe that right out of the gate, Bill Belichick is going to throw Mac Jones to the Wolves to do the radio interview as the starting quarterback? Ain't going to happen.
Wait a minute. That's two questions, though. Bill's a smart guy. He'll find a way that Mac Jones will start the game and Cam Newton will be doing the interview.
Exactly.
That's what Bill will find a way to do.
Remember, we were talking about that earlier. What, Wednesday? I mean, what's today? What, Tuesday? And that is the way he would do it.
Yes.
You could easily, in order to protect Mac Jones, you're splitting reps. So really, the veteran's going to be able, is the only person that's going to talk to the media. But even thinking about that, I'm like, why protect him? Like, why? I mean, this guy was a big-time quarterback at a big-time school. He was probably taught under the best set of circumstances.
To every rookie quarterback.
Christian. I know, but if he's, to me, you're pushing it. I get it. If you want to protect one of your offensive linemen or Kyle Duggar or any of these other guys, but you can't sit there and put, you know, kid gloves on a freaking quarterback
going
starting
to.
In the NFL.
He's going to.
I'm going to tell him when I have him on the show.
Hey, pass
sorry.
It along to
Bill,
Wiggy.
Sorry.
It along to Wiggy.
I'm going to be so brave now.
The 508.
I am going to be talking so much smack.
Lou already is. I mean, Lou's out of jail now.
Don't have to see him.
Listen, through the years, we've always requested with this relationship we've got with Patriots Monday and Patriots Friday, we've always requested the rookie player. I remember the first year Gronk was here. I'm going, oh my God, this guy's crazy. This would be perfect for radio. And we kept on asking for him. Can we get Gronk? Can we get Gronk? Nope. Second year, can we get Gronk? Can we get Gronk? Nope. Third year, can we get Gronk? Nope. That's what they do down there. And they're going to do the same thing. Mac Jones will not do the radio show until he wins that job full-fledged, and he's been the quarterback for 2 or 3 weeks.
If Cam Newton, if say Mac Jones is a starter, and Cam Newton comes in one situational play, like a red zone play, gets one snap, he will be the guy we will be interviewing on Monday. If he gets no snaps, and then you're going to be forced to deal with Mac Jones.
What do the Red Sox and the Rays call it? Their opener?
Their it's opener.
Not their starting.
Yeah.
Cam could be the opener or the starter, and then that's how they'll do it.
Yeah. Which is really pretty pathetic. It's not like this guy's like 19 years old.
Plus, he was the quarterback at Alabama.
He was a grown adult.
It's the way like, the world so
why, if he could keep Nick Saban happy on in the SEC, why can't he keep...
Because every player Nick Saban has is a first-year player or a second-year player, and then they go to the pros. So it's different with Bill. Bill's looking at only the veterans. Okay, McCourty will be the designated quarterback for
probably. Hey, take one snap, take a knee, take the ball, and take a knee. I want you to do the Monday morning interview.
Let me get to this Keyshawn interview he does, because I got to tell you, this is a lot of hot air once again, and there's a lot of stuff in here, and we got a bunch to get to. But I want to start probably with the hottest of them all, because listen to how Keyshawn Johnson plays this. First of all, he's going to be the tough guy. He's going to really lay it out to Cam Newton. But then he's the tough guy, and then he kind of tickles him, and then it kind of becomes, you know, a big hug. Ooh. Listen to Keyshawn and Cam Newton.
You know, I don't know how much you even pay attention to us on the shows or whatnot, or even anybody telling you anything, but I always say on my show, I ride or die with Cam Newton regardless. People just burn me up. I don't really give a damn. You know how I am, Cam. At the end of the day, I'm riding with you. But what I will say, if your ass go out there and you play like you played last year, I want you to retire. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think you're going to play like that. But I'm just telling you straight up, because I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
You know, Keyshawn, man, you're a real one, bro. You've always been solid with me, bro. And I appreciate that. And I could tell you there's a different boogie going into this season than it was last year. So, you know, it's nothing that I can tell you.
I know what that means.
Oh, you already know. But there's nothing that I could tell you right now that's just going to make you believe that I'm not into all that, you know, that rah-rah, you know, stuff.
Really?
You know, I get myself going. I feed off the things that I need to feed off of. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. I still have to produce.
Yes, and that's absolutely
the important thing about sports, and that's producing. So,
all right, the reason I wanted to play that one, because there are probably five or six things in which both the interviewer and the interviewee are just lying about.
Who's the bigger fraud? Which is the bigger fraud?
Both frauds. They're both frauds. So Keyshawn, first of all, says, you know, he's tough. I'm been behind you all the way. And then says, you should retire if you played like last year. This is the same Keyshawn Johnson who was on this radio station.
Correct.
Midday. You may have been around for some
all
of those
the time.
Shows, in which he constantly said, you guys have it all wrong.
Yep.
Cam is terrific. It's not Cam's fault. It's Josh McDaniel's fault. It's the receiver's fault. It's Bill Belichick. It's not Cam. Cam's been great. Wait a minute. Now suddenly you're telling the world and telling Cam, you play like last year and you should retire? This was the guy that was protecting him all year long that told us how great he was playing.
You nailed it.
I don't even know. It's okay, fine. Like there's a friendship there,
it's all BS. It's all bull.
Listen, it's total BS. So we played this one cut from Keyshawn when he talked about, he did a segment on the show about who was going to start, and it was Cam Newton. I mean, come on. Like, if you're not, you know, handpicked, I don't know who is. If you're not completely carrying the water, because there was this cover up, I think, that existed from former players who are now currently analysts on all these different platforms. This huge cover up. The film is a lie. Like, don't believe what your eyes saw. Don't believe what they're saying up there in Boston. He's really good. It's not his fault. Like, and everything was like, wait, I'm the only person who could tell that the emperor has no clothes. The dude's butt naked, but everyone thinks he's fully clothed. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's this big, you know, conspiracy for all his buddies that are trying to cover up, and then him included, the barbershop, the whole thing where he did the whole interview when he just did nothing, but he explained, he was like, you know, making the excuse for why he sucked to the point where he said they changed the playbook on him. Like, it's like, who is lit? It's like Cassius Marsh telling the world that the Patriots don't feed their players. It's insane. Yet people are saying this, Everybody's doing the, boy, they're crazy over there. They changed the playbook on you. It's insane.
It is insane. And the thing I don't get with Keyshawn is he could have gone down the road of, I supported you all last year. I saw the other issues in New England. I saw the But he said, if you don't play better. So he put it on Cam. He didn't put it on Gunnar Olszewski or Ryan Izzo or the offensive line or anything. He said, if you don't play better, what he should have said, the excuses are gone this year, right? You got two tight ends this year. You've been in the system the year. COVID's gone. If you can't make good on it, take those weapons, take whatever's are now around you. But he said, if you don't play better, after you are exactly right, Glenn. He spent all 17 weeks a year ago on whatever damn day that was. I'm pretty sure I was on for almost all of them, telling us, no, it's not Cam. Cam's fine. Cam's this. Cam's good. And now he says, if you don't play better, you should just retire. It's a retirement season. The battle with Mac Jones is like Flair versus HBK, a retirement match, right? He's done. Keyshawn is one of the great frauds I've ever heard based on that quote.
I agree with you. And the thing is that I wish I could believe Cam Newton when he says there's a different boogie going into the season.
I know what that means. I don't actually, Keyshawn, tell me.
Here's the thing. He keeps on telling us that. He told us every week last year. And so people were supportive of this guy. I don't know where he's coming up with people hating him. People are watching his performance out there, and it's not good enough. And his buddy Keyshawn is telling him now, it's not good enough. Okay, and he was the guy that was, you know, making up the lies all season long to support Cam Newton. Every week, Cam Newton would say, I got to be better. It's on me. I got to be better. It never happened, guys.
Different boogie now, though.
Okay, but the thing is that we played.
What happened to the
never seen
a Cam like this? What happened to that guy?
Yeah. That was last
what
year.
Happened
Move
that
on.
Guy?
Why you never seen a Cam like this?
Why don't live in the future where boogie's back?
We played it the other day, the clip, the little documentary that he was going to do, the 86 nights or whatever. It never came out, and he put it out.
I don't know. It sound like porn. I don't think it was intended to be 86 nights. Was 86 days, whatever.
Nights, days.
Night in Paris, totally different thing.
Was that a different movie?
Totally different thing.
I get them all confused. Same genre. So anyway, we played that the other day, and that was Cam basically saying, you're going to see a whole new Cam because now I'm healthy. But that was recorded in September of 2020 in the first week of the season. And so every week he would do this, and we're hearing the same thing. And Cam is questioning, and you'll hear some of this from him in this interview. He's questioning why we're not believing him. Well, here's the deal. When a weatherman tells me it's going to be sunny out, and I go outside and it's pouring rain, I just don't believe him. And then the next day, if he gets it wrong again, I still don't believe him. And every day, I hear the same thing, and he hasn't fixed it yet. So I would love it if Cam Newton could fix this thing, because this could be a pretty good football team, especially if you have a veteran who plays at a fairly high level at that position with the other guys they have on his team. But I can't buy any of it. So we'll let you hear a little bit of the BS. Do we know the first date of that Cam Newton interview with Kirsten Little?
We'll ask management.
Oh, my God. Management. Anybody in the corner office today?
No, no nameplates.
Why can't they serve coffee and croissants out of the corner office?
Or put like a ping pong table or something.
Anything.
I have a really old video arcade game.
Bring it in.
I would actually like to bring it in. The old school, in a bar, the big one.
Bring it in.
I can bring Miss Pac-Man Donkey Kong.
Bring it,
Miss Pac-Man Galaga.
Let's go.
You guys want it in here?
Yes.
Sure, bring it in.
Maybe like a little pub, little bar, little thing.
100%.
Yeah, let's do it.
You guys down?
Yeah, yes. I'm in.
Who's going to tell us no?
Nope. It's a good question. All right, we got all of the Cam Newton stuff. We got the Red Sox bringing up the kids. Just play the kids. And we have more problems for Richard Sherman. That's today's day. You ready for a big day?
Money.
Today?
Ready.
Ready.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
How do you think you played as a whole just from last year when you self-checked yourself and self-evaluated yourself? How do you think you played?
Obviously not good enough. There's things that you can't get better at. There are things that, you know, I know I will get better at. And it's just trusting in yourself, trusting in coaching and believing in the process of keeping it all in the wheelhouse. So, you know, once that's understood, then, you'll be A-okay.
All right. At least he's admitting he didn't play good enough in 2020.
Yeah, but he did that last year, Glenn.
Every week. That's the problem I have with Cam Newton right now. He keeps on being fairly honest about his performance. Yeah, I wasn't good enough. Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't do what I needed to do. And then he said he was going to fix it. Well, that's what good players do, or players that are capable of correcting the issues they have. They pick them up during the week in practice. They get their act together, and the next week they're much better than they were the week before. I never saw that. Matter of fact, as the season went on, and I know people keep on telling me, but it was COVID. You got to remember COVID. As the season progressed on, Cam got worse.
What, Glenn?
I always think he got tired out.
Wait, didn't he throw 3 touchdowns against the Jets late in the year?
Jets.
He got better.
Okay, so he had 8 touchdown passes, right?
Yes.
5 were against the Jets in Seattle, I believe. 5 of the 8.
They count too. It's funny. When does it end?
When he leaves.
When
Bill finally
Okay, if you're just a first-round pick in any situation, you get multiple opportunities because there's a value that is attached to you now as a first-round pick, and you take it with you wherever you go. Like, listen, it's a first-round pick, man. He's worth something. Somebody decided that you were a first-round pick. Not only was he the first pick in the draft, he was an MVP, he played in a Super Bowl, Heisman Trophy winner, so he'll get more chances than most. Okay, just to keep failing, because someone's like, is this it? No, I've seen it. No, he can figure it out. I'm just watching all these film, all this tape of him, and, you know, people talking about, what are your expectations for Cam? I have low expectations for Cam, not based on what he did coming out of college or what he did, what is it, in 2013 or wherever it was.
2015,
when he was the MVP.
He's great. Yeah.
Like, that guy doesn't exist.
No.
And I feel like there's this marketing push, this campaign, to just act like none of that happened. Like, no. None of that happened. No, this is the year you ain't never seen a Cam like this. Like, forget last year, premature. Too early. No offseason. No practice. You know, COVID. All these other issues. This is the year you're going to get the real
guy.
So
the problem is, at times, he's...
Don't you get irritated by them force-feeding this?
I do.
And he's the biggest culprit.
No question. But I will say this. There are times in which he is fairly honest. And so what you have to do is you have to remember those things and bring them back up. And I'll give an example. You were talking about it earlier, Andy, where he admitted that he has not been healthy since 2016. When they acquired him here, all of the Cam supporters were basically making up stuff. Well, we're 2018. He was pretty good that year, you know. Oh, yeah. He did this, he did that. How about that game against that team? Cam admitted last September that it was the first time he believes he was healthy since 2016. So you got to piece together the truths that he throws out there and weave them together into the narrative here. Because people don't do that. They make this fake narrative that you just talked about of the MVP Cam. He's not the same guy.
Because people like him. They support him. He's a different...
He's likable. He's likable.
You know, the phrase that comes to mind, and usually we use this in a whole different sense, is separate the art from the artist. That usually means Michael Jackson was doing some things with little boys, but I really like his songs, right? Yeah. In this case, you hate the art. The football is the art, and the football's terrible. We like the artist.
Yeah, but I'll challenge you on that, though.
Okay,
because I mean, because I agree with you for the most part. He seems real authentic.
Yeah,
he seems like there's a lot of honesty, you know, and sometimes there's some humility.
Yep.
But then you see this, like I said, like this narrative that is pushed out there that it's not his fault, that he supports any real champion athlete. If they know what's really going on, they're not gonna like co-sign on these lame ass excuses.
But what are the lame ass excuses?
They changed the playbook.
Okay, that was really lame. Go to the next one. Bad example.
There's
like
there's,
COVID. He had COVID, right?
Okay.
He had COVID. Those are real.
Yes, he did. But what happened to the 8 games in a row to end the season? Do you think he was still suffering from COVID?
I don't know. Jason Tatum telling me it was a problem and all these other people.
He admitted that it wasn't. There was no COVID fog. He was asymptomatic. I get some people have some serious issues with it. I'm not going to deny that. But it's almost like there's a wink and a nod. Hey, listen, throw this excuse out there. Give this reason, you know, and I'll have to admit it. Yeah, you know, and it's just, to me, that part doesn't seem authentic.
To me, you could talk about the disruption of a 2 or 3 week period, and you could attribute COVID to that. I have no problem doing that. But Christian's right. He was asymptomatic. He was the one that was telling us weekly, I feel perfectly fine. I have no issues. So why wasn't he at that time? Because we talk about how honest he is. Why wasn't he telling us, oh, my God, I'm up all night. I can't sleep. No, he wasn't saying any of that stuff. But when he's asked about COVID, and he was asked in this interview by Keyshawn about the COVID season, he referred back to it.
You know, I just felt like I was a step behind when I came back, but that was nobody to blame. You know, it was just, that's just how the NFL works, you know, and with me not having as much, I would say, security and knowing the system, because I was still learning. I'm still learning, truth be told. So, you know, those things, you know, kind of happen, and you kind of rely on things that, you know, you can give yourself rules in this offense as far as the philosophies, you know, standpoint. And I was just, you know, playing catch up.
Okay.
Didn't we decide he missed one practice?
He missed one practice. And
Christian, you ever miss a practice?
That is my point.
And hold on,
that's
Andy.
An excuse that Andy, he keeps saying, oh, I missed practice.
Andy, at the time, the players were not physically on the facility.
Right.
At the time, they were all doing Zoom calls.
Right.
That's what practice was. It was Zoom calls.
Right.
So he really didn't miss much. And again, sometimes he tells a little bit of the truth and kind of throws some other stuff in there. And he's good at this. He's basically, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming the NFL. I don't blame the Patriots. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, that type of deal. COVID, you know, I felt like I was a step behind. He didn't say that. Matter of fact, he wanted to play the very next week. He was the one that said, I feel perfectly fine. He felt perfectly fine at that time because he wanted to make sure he was going to be the starting quarterback in that next game, right? And now when we're looking back at it, he's telling us a totally different story.
Are you saying athletes use words conveniently at various points in the process?
I think you just hit it.
To paint the picture that maybe they want to paint at that time?
I think
you know what? I shouldn't just leave it to athletes. I think it's everybody. I think we all do it. Coaches certainly do it.
Yeah.
Right? We hear different things during the season from coaches than, oh, after the season in the post-mortem press conference, maybe it's painted a little bit differently. So I don't necessarily hold that against them. And we're all, this is another example, we pretend we care what people say. We don't. Like, we praise guys for saying the right thing. It was the right thing to say, I need to be better, right?
Yeah.
Do we care if he says he needs to be better, or do we care if he's better?
I care if he's better.
Well, it reminds me, remember when Bledsoe used to say, as I've said in the past, we'll continue to say, I need to be better, this is my team. Well, if you're in a 6-game losing streak and you're in your, you know, 15th interception and that we don't care anymore. Stop saying it. Yes, yeah. You're a stand-up guy. You say the right thing. Stop throwing the ball to the other team.
We use Chris Sale as an example back then because if Chris Sale had a bad stretch, he would come out and say, I sucked. And it was right. Like, wow, he's real honest. Man, he is admitting that he sucks. He's not blaming anybody. But he would come back and he would play well.
Right.
And he would
That's
fix
all
it.
We care about.
You know, so you go, oh, okay, out of, 20 starts, I mean, maybe four of them sucked. Right. But, he figured it out and he's not happy with it just as much as anybody else is.
And that's what we look for. We want the proven good athlete to tell us, I need to be better. That's my bad. That game wasn't me. But if the crappy guy tells us that, the next week he's still the crappy guy. Right. Like if, sorry,
what
Ryan
does better
Izzo.
Even look like?
Right. Ryan Izzo says, I need to be better. Yeah. No yes. kidding. We all
can't.
Know that, but
it's
you
impossible.
Can't. But we still have this dream. And I think Cam still has this dream that he's capable of being better. I'm not sure reality has sunken in, set in. Is sunken a word?
See, you know what?
Set in.
That's why I never got mad at Ryan Izzo.
Right.
It's like, what are you gonna yell at Ryan Izzo for?
But why do we get mad at Cam Newton?
Well, see,
if the reality
I think
is he's not good anymore.
That's it. I don't think we should. It's like, this is who he is. He's just a below average
right.
below average quarterback.
So I think it's not about trying to be better. It's you're done.
Yeah, and I think it all changes now for him. And there are a lot of factors in it. We're going to get into it coming up next. And then we'll let you hear a little bit more of Cam. He talks about the media and all of these other things. I get the feeling he's going to do an awful lot of talking right now. And I'm not sure that's the smartest thing for him to do during this period right now. We'll get to all of it. Andy Hart in for Lou today right here on OMF.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two things I can't picture.
Would you let the music, Andy, let the music play for itself. Stick to writing and let the artist play, okay?
Is this the jam that you say, oh my God, I've got to go to the middle of the dance floor. Oh my God, let's go.
This is my sweet spot.
Things that I cannot picture you doing.
Andy Hart's sweet spot.
One is you running. You do not have the body of a runner. Wait, that is not an insult.
It's a short people joke.
It's not an insult.
That's what it is.
No, it isn't.
Little short, little stubby legs.
No,
he's
an alligator arms.
Fire hydrant. No.
You can't run. Can't lift either. You get those alligator arms.
He can lift. He's a short, squatty, power lifter, meathead guy. Little one, but you're still a meathead guy.
Why is he a meathead?
NFL guy's calling me the meathead.
Please.
What?
Good point.
You don't feel like, look at the
good
size
point.
Of your head right now.
When was the last time you were accused of taking steroids?
Last week.
Thank you. No further questions, Your Honor.
That's the first thing. I can't picture you running. I don't know why you would run. Just get on the bike.
For cardio, for exercise.
Get on the bike.
But you it takes you twice as long to go anywhere because you're such a short.
Here we go again.
The other one is dancing.
There we go.
People have no reason to live. That's huge. Yeah,
I feel like you have one dance, one move, one move that you do. And it's like the clap.
No.
It's a split.
You just clap.
Depends how drunk I am.
Split.
No, that's it. It's the clap and
I took
turns.
Afro-Brazilian dance in college. Sometimes I pull some of that out when I need to.
Is that a real class?
Took what?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Afro-Brazilian dance.
Yep.
Explain.
It was for the women.
Explain.
It was for the women.
No, that's it was one day a week for like an hour on a Thursday
this
night.
This is what you call the cabbage patch. The running man.
No, there was like old man, young man. It was like these spiritual dances.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Easy A?
Yeah, I pass fail or whatever. Okay, but it fulfilled a requirement of some sort that I needed.
You needed the credit.
Yeah. Checking out women. That's what he was doing.
Checking out women.
So let's get back to Cam Newton here. And so his buddy, Keyshawn Johnson, who suddenly has discovered that Cam, like most of us, discovered early on that he sucked last year. Keyshawn has finally realized he has. So we asked him an interesting question, and the answer is even more bizarre. Are you having fun playing football?
Me having this conversation in July is irrelevant. You know, this is just going to be the clickbait for the next 24 to 48 hours. This is how Cam feels, da-da-da-da-da.
What?
But truth be told, nothing's going to matter until July, 22nd. is upon us, and that's a week from now. And then as training camp goes forward, everybody's going to start seeing, okay, what's the work that's been put in? You know, has he been in the playbook? Does he really understand? You know, is his comfort, you know, what he says it is? It, you know, is he in good shape? Is his shoulder holding up? Is his foot holding up? We play in a sport that's strictly based off of the final product, and the final product is on game days. With that being said, it's just going to come down to winning and losing. So I could tell you every single thing that you want to hear. I could get, you know, everybody riled up and say this and promise this and do that and that. Aware of the situation, and I'm telling you, I'm doing everything that's asked of me from my personal expectations and everything else. You know, I know I have to be better. I know I have to be accurate. I know I have to work on, you know, the certain subtleties that, you know, this offense provides, and I'm making the necessary, you know, the adjustments. As far as fun, absolutely.
So how was it clickbait? And you answered it in the end. You basically answered the question. There. Are you having fun playing football? Yes, absolutely. How was that clickbait? Why were you setting it up that Keyshawn was creating clickbait here? Because if I answer that, you know, I'm going to get in trouble. Why?
I think his antenna were up based on the Cassius Marsh questions and answers earlier in the week and getting back to the whole no fun in Foxborough.
I'm sure he had lunch at practice. Right. So, you know.
They don't feed their players, blah, blah, blah. I think he took it in that direction. But it was one of the more long-winded, weird answers. First of all, he brought up, is his shoulder okay? Is his foot okay? Wait a minute. You said last September you were fully healthy. Am I to assume that somewhere through last season your foot and your shoulder became issues again? Because I thought we put that to bed in the limousine the other day in the clip that we played. And then he said, right in July, it doesn't matter what I say. Now, next week, July 22nd, it matters? What the hell does that mean? Nothing matters until you perform. He's right. The one thing he buried in there, game. Yeah. I don't give a rat's ass what you do on the practice field. And Andy Hart writes, ooh, his observations of day four of camp. Cam Newton looks solid. No one cares. You looked good the last day of minicamp. So you tell me that matters? Because I can also tell you the day before, you didn't look good, and they basically benched your ass in a practice. So does that matter?
None
like,
of it matters.
You know what matters? I don't even know if he makes it to there, but September 12th. And then from there, he's right. The scoreboard, the game. Now he wants to do what he did last year. Start off on that, woohoo,
yeah.
Control the game. I'm back. I'm running the ball. But you know, I think he needs to talk less.
Well, wait a minute. Hold
Ironic
on.
For me yeah. to say that.
Oh, hold on. You heard an answer earlier in that first question we threw out there where Keyshawn was basically saying he should retire if he plays like last year. He said he's not into the rah-rah stuff. And that's a total lie. If there's anybody in Foxborough
rah-rah.
That's a rah-rah guy, it's him. And by the way, I think it's a good thing, and I actually think Bill Belichick enjoys it. I think he likes it because I think he thinks it kind of keeps the rest of the team going. I think Bill really believes he's got leadership abilities, yep. And a big part of that is that rah-rah stuff that
oh
he does.
Oh, my God. It's so, like, fleeting. Like, nobody cares if you're dancing and jumping around.
What are
you talking
about? Andy was doing it coming out of the break, and you love it.
No, he can't dance. He's got one move. He just claps his hands.
So let me ask you a question. Something he did throughout camp.
I have multiple dance options.
I'm sure you do. You're the best. And long legs on which to perform
That's
them.
That's right.
But Cam does this thing in mini camps and OTAs where, okay, we did our positional group stuff and we're coming together with the wide receivers against air. We're going to do some routes or whatever. And he runs over and he goes down the line of all whatever they have now. Let's say 12, 15 wide receivers.
Yeah.
And high five, slapping on the hip,
yep.
bumping.
Yep.
Is that something you, if you're in that group of wide receivers, is that contagious positive energy, or is there a part of you that just rolls your eyes?
I mean, it's just whatever he's into.
Because Brady didn't do that.
No,
like,
and
I'm just comparing it to what I've seen. Tom Brady didn't do that.
That's
and he seemed to have good drills, good energy, good this, and now Cam does it, and he's not a very good quarterback.
I've found that is not for the receivers. That's for him. He's doing that to get himself going, to convince himself to get fired up, to get himself to just focus and locked in, to give himself motivated. I don't think that's for the receivers.
Okay.
Because you don't need it. Like, if I have to run down the line like I'm in high school and pump every single one of you up every single day, like, it's getting old. Like, just you do your – the pros are so different. Just do your job. Do your job. Your job as a quarterback, because I would just like to do my job, and that's all they talk about. Don't try to do anything else. But – guys, I found the guys like that, the rah-rah guys, that's not for anybody else. I mean, there's time for it. I mean, especially in, you know, crazy circumstances that you're trying to get everybody locked in. But the whole dancing around thing, I'm like, all right, dude, just that's fine. That's fine.
Maybe that is his job now.
I don't know. Like you mentioned the fact that he had his head down. I didn't see him jumping all over the place, dancing and stuff, because he was bummed out that he was probably either sucked or they said they were giving the first team reps to Mac Jones.
Was sulking and was near no one else. It was nothing like the guy who was slapping every receiver's butt before a drill.
You try to convince yourself, especially in those situations, like, you know, being somebody who basically, you know, was told, hey, listen, the guys are, you know, Dan Graham is starting now full time. Ben Watson is starting now full time. And I remember
hypotheticals.
Personal stories.
No, Vrabel's coming in.
Yeah, but that was a Dan Graham issue. If Dan would have been better, that never would have happened. Okay, Ben Watson. Why are you on, goal line? Red. Why is that? Yeah. Tell me. Who drafts two tight ends in the first round in 3 years and then doesn't have them on goal line situations? Who does that?
Bill Patriots Belichick. Last year. Two-third round picks.
All right, I'm done.
You done that? You brought him back to his serious stuff.
Whatever, hold on. I'm done.
Hey, Tyler, get him some Kleenex because we know in the next 5 minutes he's going to start tearing up a little bit.
You got three tight ends
I want to get
40 picks in the draft.
Okay.
And then have all three of them on goal line?
It's not about you today.
Why
it's about
that?
Cam
feels
Newton.
Like it's about you. There's an eye in for you.
Yeah. Hey, are you ready?
Big eye.
I want to throw this one out because this, again,
so irritating.
Is where he comes up with stuff that I'm not sure exists. Maybe he needs it to self-motivate. I don't know.
Who?
Cam Newton, a lot of times in my career, I haven't been the favorite.
Yeah, no, like you're 100% right. It's not about you, Cam, but, you know, I'm going to tell you like it is. And you know, they're going to try to make it about you, though. That's just what people do. For whatever reason,
that's what you do.
They're going to try to make it about you. So, in the end, it's up to you to hold your end of the bargain like you've done in the past to get everybody to rally around you so that you can show your true talents once again in this league.
Question,
so that's why
Keyshawn.
I asked you that question I asked you.
What that don't make me nervous. If anything, it excites me. I can say a lot of times in my career, I haven't been a favorite. You know, I've always been the guinea pig. But yet, at the same time, those things is why you play the game. This is why you play the most important position in sports. That's why I get up. That's why I attack the day the way I attack it. Those are the things that, you know, happens the way it happens. Aaron Rodgers isn't who he is because he's comfortable. Tom Brady isn't who he is because he's comfortable. You know, all these elite players aren't who they are because they are comfortable. You know, you have to feel comfortable being uncomfortable. That's what it is.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Tom Brady was a sixth round draft pick. We all know the history there. Okay.
Correct.
Talk about haven't been the favorite. Aaron Rodgers was still sitting there in the green room when they were reeling off names and he was getting all pissed off, right? Because everybody was bypassing him in the first round. Correct me if I'm wrong. Cam Newton won the Heisman Trophy. Did he not?
Correct.
Yes, he did.
Cam Newton was the first pick in the 2011 draft.
Yep, no
correct.
Question. Yep.
Within 4 years later, he was an MVP in the National Football League. Correct?
Yep.
And he went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
He did.
Okay. And he's sitting here going, he hasn't been the favorite. He's been the guinea pig?
That's amazing.
What are we talking about? And then he's comparing it to Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, two guys who you could actually make a case for, certainly for Brady, that they were never the favorite.
And this is my overall issue. So on one hand, you sit there and go, this is why people say when they're about to be critical of Cam Newton, they always apologize before they say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Rob Ninkovich a couple weeks ago, they were asking me, he's like, well, you know, he's a great guy. However, it's like they don't want to rip him because he does a lot of good things, a lot of things right. But you have to be critical of him, and you don't really want it because you kind of like him so much. But then you hear this, and you hear him kind of moving the goalpost, or like changing the narrative, or just creating a chip on his shoulder that everybody knows isn't true. It doesn't fit. So people who don't know him, who don't follow him, kind of sit there and go, wow, man, he's a warrior.
Yeah.
He's going to prove everybody wrong.
He's overcome a lot. What did he overcome?
I mean, sure, he got hurt. I get it. There were some times where like people doubted him because he was hurt.
I think that's true.
He could have said that.
But that's not what he said. He was always the guinea pig.
What guinea pig?
It makes him feel like he's like this lifelong underdog. Like he's this chip on. He's like Rodney Harrison was a true underdog coming out of college, and we tease him for like, and he's always had it, and it'll never leave, ever. Okay, he was brought up that way, so even when he made it, he still had that chip on his shoulder. But Dustin Majoria, Cam Newton, these guys were all like special athletes as kids in high school, in college,
his first year, which
was what, 2011, right? He was drafted in 2011, so that was his first year. Tom Brady had finally established himself as one of the better quarterbacks, not where he is now, but one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And they put together an Under Armour commercial, which I believe they videotaped in Charlotte. So they did it in his territory with Brady and with Cam Newton, the great quarterback right now and the future great quarterback. Why did they do that? Because they
he
looked
was a
at,
star. He
exactly.
was the chosen one. He was anointed. Right. But again, everything you just said, Christian, oh, what's he overcome? We do this, the words, blah, blah, blah. It all comes back to performance. Because you know who else did that? Michael Jordan. We just watched a 6-part documentary last summer about him saying, and I took that personally. And we love it. We love that he got himself into a mental place where he's the underdog. He's overlooked. Oh, my God, they're going to give somebody else an MVP. They're going to do this. Like, that's why he was great. But that only sells when it's part of the narrative that leads to winning.
But Jordan had a better case. He was the third overall pick.
Right,
sure. He had a better case than this guy.
But
this guy was the number one pick coming off of winning the Heisman Trophy.
Cam, it's now just a lot of words that are all sort of just whining.
Yeah, I think he can look at it now and say there are doubters. Oh, if he said that right now, there are doubters. There's absolutely no question.
He called them haters last time. You remember a couple weeks ago, he called them haters.
He did. They're
That's
doubters.
Why Ninkovich was afraid to criticize him because he had just posted that video. What do you do with the haters or something? You use it as fuel.
That's fine.
A lot of times in my career, I haven't been the favorite. That would be the last couple seasons. Okay? That would be it. Because before that, you were considered the favorite.
Yeah. He's not my favorite now, though. I have him as the underdog for the quarterback position. I'll admit it, Cam. You're the underdog. Mac Jones is the favorite. You're not my favorite. Not my QB.
I'm trying to think. Was he even the underdog last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, was he was, in the beginning?
Well, in the league. In the league.
In the league?
No. Not in the beginning. You're right, Christian. Because I can remember Randy Moss saying the Patriots offense was going to be more exciting and more fun than we'd ever seen it. The guy who caught 23 touchdown passes on the greatest offense the NFL had ever seen to that point.
That guy.
In New England from Tom Brady said Cam Newton was going to have the most exciting, fun offense the Patriots had ever seen. That fell on its face about 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I mean, then you almost gave him a pass because of COVID, okay? Because, I mean, let's be honest, not just be too tough on him. You know, but then at 3 weeks post, I was like, okay, everybody's recovered. Everybody's healthy. There should be some, you know, there should be some change in how you play and how the offense is run. It never happened.
Yeah, I don't think he should do an awful lot of talking right now. What he should do is just go out
only
there,
on Mondays,
play his ass off and beat out the rookie. That's what he needs to do for his own satisfaction. Mondays, yeah.
Just on good, Mondays. Good, in the afternoon.
My first good question luck. Is going to evolve around, okay, do they feed you?
Oh, at lunch?
Do they give you food?
Yeah.
Or is it only if you play well?
Now, do you know him?
Not at all.
Are you going to do the Wiggy thing and be
I don't
like,
think
in
I
my
can.
Day, and like, you know, be, I call the Super Bowl.
No,
blah,
we, have
blah, blah, blah.
We have nothing in common.
Okay. Zero. So you're not going to do that.
So
it's
when,
not going
to
no, be
it when, wouldn't be it wouldn't when, be authentic. If I tried to pull a Wiggy with Cam Newton, you would see right through me. Okay. Like, I don't have that street swag like
so
Wiggy
when
has,
Cam
you know?
Announces to you and Lou that Wiggy's got him as the number 10 quarterback, and where do you guys have him rated? What would you say to him?
Where would I say I would be honest with him and say you're not on the board yet, but keep trying and eventually you'll get there.
It's going to be interesting to say the least.
I'm just waiting for my nickname.
Let me go
hater one and hater two.
Exactly.
Hater one and hater two.
Let me go to Angry Greg in Dorchester. Angry Greg.
OMG! Listen, I'm about to switch from calling in the morning to calling in the afternoon. You guys are getting it right. You're trending up, and the morning show is trending down. Okay. All last year I heard about Wiggy and Cam and his bromance. As long as Cam is on this roster, you're not winning. You're not winning. Okay? After the Super Bowl, when they played Denver, why would you sign a guy? He quit. He quit in that Super Bowl. Cam is riddled with CTE. I'm going to throw a bunch of names in the pillowcase.
Pillowcase.
Cam. Ricky Sherman. Kyrie Irving, Marcus Smart. You got to realize your ceiling. Cam didn't realize his ceiling. Belichick, his arrogance.
Does he go in the pillowcase?
In the pillowcase, too.
Why a pillowcase,
Angry
Greg?
I want to throw them all in the pillowcase. I want to grab the 2x4, and I want to beat that pillowcase.
So you can't do that. See, now you're getting angry, angrier and violent.
Yeah,
you know? You can be angry, but when you're angry and violent, and I don't understand why you put all of those guys in the pillowcase to be. They all have different stories.
That's a Full Metal Jacket.
None of them reference. Fit, you know.
You put soap in the
hand
pillowcase.
In hand. Listen, I think the thing with Cam Newton is he keeps on telling us he's got to get better, he's got to get better. And you keep on waiting for him to get better. And if he doesn't get better, eventually, he's going to go bye-bye.
Yes.
And so the poll was out here. The off-day podcast.
It's a good podcast. Wow. Subscribe. Yeah. Listen.
If Cam Newton doesn't win the starting quarterback job, will he even be on the roster? Oh, this is your question.
Wait,
this
before? I want you to ask you Christian Fourier before.
What are we doing?
If he doesn't win the starting job, will he be on the roster?
You want me to answer when we come back?
No. Answer now.
No, now.
Will he be on the starting roster? No. He will not be on the starting roster.
And that coincides?
Roster.
Glenn, what was the percentage?
70% said no. 30% said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the roster either because I think then he becomes an issue for them. And that's why I think he starts the season. I hate to say it. He starts the season and 3, 4, 5 games in, you get the kid. And then you know what happens to Cam? He'll be on the roster. He'll be injured.
Oh, yeah.
He'll have a
shoulder
injury.
Again?
Shoulder.
So it's not me not being able to win. No, I physically had sidetracked. Yeah.
Let him down lightly. He will
soft
be
landing,
injured. Yes.
Little golden parachute. Collect your paycheck.
That's my prediction.
I mean, it certainly could happen. We also, we've referenced the Ninkovich comments about he didn't want to hate on Cam, but then the rest of that was, you know, some packages where he's going to be this goal line, Taysom
Which
Hill.
I like. I like that.
I like it physically. I don't know if it works in practicality with egos and locker room. And there's a question I want to throw out there. We always talked about Tom Brady blackballing receivers, right? You mess up once, you mess up twice. We fixated on that storyline. Yes,
right?
But we fixated on that for years. Young receivers, new receivers, veteran receivers, whatever it may be. We watched that. I can tell you, camp. How's Brady treating this guy? Does the converse have to be considered this training camp? What happens when guys turn on Cam? Is there a chance guys turn on Cam? Because everybody says, oh, the locker room loves him. He's their boys. But if you're a receiver and you run the same damn route and the ball keeps one-hopping you, or it's out, like, isn't part of that your paycheck too? Your role, your job? Sooner or later?
There will be a lot of back-channeling going on.
Right? At
Not
some point.
Not to your face, but I disagree. I actually think the acceptance of your situation is the first step to recovery.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen, you have to accept your lot in life.
I'm short.
Exactly. Okay. You're a terrible dancer. You shouldn't be running anything farther
like
than
an AA meeting or something here.
How many marathons have you run?
I can't run.
You can't run.
I can't run.
I remember that. I was in
run.
The press box watching.
I can't run.
He has trouble walking down the hallway. I'm not watching.
My point is, though, that I think, though, to me, there can be some good from his ability just to accept that role. Like, listen, I can still make a difference. I can still be an impact player. I can still have my name in the paper. I can still have people talking about me, and I can still contribute.
As a backup,
can he do it?
As a backup quarterback?
Swallow the dog? And I'm a different.
Yeah.
Does Boogie do that? Is there a backup Boogie? Is there a goal line package Boogie? Yeah. Or is Boogie Superman?
I don't think you have a choice. I think that's my point. Like, eventually, you know, the for most players, this is how it ends.
Right.
It doesn't end on your terms. Like Teddy Bruschi, well, not even Teddy Bruschi, did it really end on his terms? I guess technically he did.
I'm with
you. But any of these players, you don't dictate your terms. Like Brady will dictate his terms.
Right.
He's the only,
well,
everybody
right.
else.
He's earned a right to do it.
Well,
though.
I know, but he's
he
played long enough,
again
but most year. Guys either get cut, they get thrown around,
yeah,
they go
to
different teams, they fight for younger guys, and they just get cut.
Right, can he be a backup quarterback? Hold that thought. We'll take a quick break. 617-779-7937 here on OMF.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.